But right now, it's time for Opera Box. This evening on Opera Box, we have featured three performers, two mezzo-sopranos and a conductor. The mezzo-soprano Fiorenza Cossotto, the conductor William Christie, and we're going to start off with featuring the mezzo-soprano Joyce Di Donato. Now, if you follow the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts every Saturday at noon, and I hope you do, on Colorado Public Radio, as they have been doing for decades, since I've been a child, they will be featuring this Saturday at noon, Cendrillon, which is by Jules Massenet. Cendrillon is Cinderella, but it's taken on an earlier version of the Cinderella fairy tale. It's in four acts. It's based on the original 1698 version of the Cinderella fairy tale. But anyway, singing the feature role is mezzo-soprano Joyce Di Donato, who has a storied career. I'd like to play a few arias just to give you a sense of her wonderful voice. Let's start off with one from Handel's opera Rinaldo. Again, mezzo-soprano Joyce Di Donato. The luminous voice of Joyce DiDonato, one of the featured vocalists this evening on KGNU's Opera Box. Let's listen to another one by the same mezzo-soprano. This a famous trouser role from Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. I'm talking about her singing The Young Lad Carabino.
Joys and your blessings by love.
Il Pomodoro, conducted by Maxim Emelianichev, accompanying the mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato in a performance of the aria They Tell Us That You Mighty Powers Above from Act 3 of The Indian Queen by Henry Purcell. She was singing the Aztec Princess Oratia in that, and that was preceded by The Trouser Roll of Cherubino from Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro. We heard the National Opera Orchestra of Lyon, conducted by Kazushi Ono. And that performance is from a charming collection of trouser arias called Diva Devo, of the well-known, well-worn opera tradition of young men, young boys, being sung by women. Now, fun fact, the Metropolitan Opera broadcast that's coming up on Saturday, where DiDonato is singing the title role of Cinderella, her prince is actually a trouser role, so that's sung by a woman as well, which is sort of interesting. Maybe when they finally get married, he will graduate to tenor. Who knows? But anyway, I thought I'd. I think we got time for one more DiDonato aria before we move on to the conductor William Christie. Here's a selection from Handel's Julius Caesar in Egypt, again sung by the mezzo soprano Joyce DiDonato.
Thank you.
voice clear as a bell. That was mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato singing Piangero La Sorte Mia from Julius Caesar in Egypt by Handel. I am a real sucker for voices that are so clear and spot on as that. So if we have time a little bit later in the program, I might have another one or two arias by DiDonato queued up. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU in the first hour of our Classical Music Monday, as we do every Monday evening here on KGNU. All right, now, if you are a fan of opera of the Baroque, you doubtless have come across recordings conducted by William Christie. He has been leading the charge of reacquainting audiences with Baroque masterpieces since the 1970s. In fact, he founded Les Arts Florissants in 1979, an ensemble that is still going strong. He has conducted modern premieres of operas by Charpentier, Purcell, Handel, Rameau, and many others. He did sort of an interesting trick, which was after moving to Paris in 1970, actually kind of reintroduced the French to the French Baroque. And we're going to be listening to one of my favorite pieces, which is not French, but certainly of the Baroque period. Let's listen to William Christie conducting his ensemble, Les Arts Florissants, in the opening movement, Kyrie Eleison, from the Mass in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
The opening Kyrie Eleison from Johann Sebastian Bach's Mass in B minor, from a live recording of Les Arts Florissantes, which just dropped last month. It was released March 9th of this year. It was taken from a recording that was made live in Paris back in September of 2016. The conductor, William Christie. I've got another one here from William Christie. Here's an example of some of his opera work. This is a selection taken from Handel's opera, Xerxes. Sophie van Otter singing Ombra Mai Fu, the opening aria from Xerxes by George Frederick Handel, conducted by William Christie. Well, you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, Gary McBride here. And we're featuring three opera performers this evening. We started with mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato, continued along with conductor William Christie, and now we've moved on to the mezzo-soprano Fiorenzo Cossotto. Fiorenzo Cossotto reigned as the queen of the world's dramatic mezzos, lasted more than 40 years, beginning with her huge success as Leonora in La Favorita La Scala in 1962 and extending well into the 21st century. Her robust, passionate, womanly performances as Amneris, Santuzza, Azucena, Princess Eboli, and the Princess de Bouillon were in demand at every major opera house in the world. No other singer of her generation imbued the mezzo roles of Verdi and the Verismo composers with Cossotto's biting, red-blooded Italianita. All right, let's listen. Let's start off with a little bit of Mozart. She has range. And then we'll move into an aria by Rossini, one by Cherubini, and if we have time, perhaps some Bizet. We'll start with Mozart, this taken also from the Marriage of Figaro.
Thank you. cielo.
Mezzo-soprano Fiorenza Cossotto singing the Una Voce Poco Fa, famous aria from The Barber of Seville by Gioachino Rossini, which the opera itself was sort of a reboot or a sequel to The Marriage of Figaro, because the hero of both stories is the same character, Figaro, who was in fact a barber who lived in Seville. The first aria from Fiorenza Cossotto we heard was Non so più cosa son cos faccio from Act 1, Scene 5 from Mozart's opera. We've got room for a couple more now by the great mezzo Fiorenza Cossotto. We're going to hear an aria from Cherubini's opera Medea, aria Daenerys, and then if we've got time, I think we'll hit a little bit of Bizet's Carmen. Enjoy.
¶¶
A very young Fiorenza Cosotto singing from a live recording in glorious monophonic back from the early 60s. That, of course, was from Georges Bizet's Carmen. And before that, we heard an aria from Medea, sung by the same mezzo-soprano. That was by Luigi Cherubini. Hope you've enjoyed Opera Box and will join us every Monday evening from 7 until 8 for more of the same. The time now 8 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time now for a classic Monday.
KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at bouldermarriotthotel.com.
Well, this evening on A Classic Monday, we have music of César Franck, his Sonata for Violin and Piano, the American composer Howard Hanson, his Symphony No. 7, subtitled The Sea Symphony, Johannes Brahms's Piano Trio No. 3 in C minor, and our featured work this evening, Ravel's Mother Goose Ballet in its entirety. But first, two pieces by English composers, the first by Patrick Hawes, the second by Herbert Howells.